Shin Samach. We started Tziv Gimel. I think the two Mishnah Berurah are on the first section so far. Okay. So we had a case of this, these three people out there, and they're making an enclosure. And we discussed two scenarios. Scenario where the middle section is more narrow than the other ones. In a case where the middle section is wider than the other ones. Okay.
He
says that if you tell the baby that this is a Sharon, fine. Sakhti Mishavura, Yudal. What exactly is the case? So, Pirish, Shikifu, Mechitzavura, it's all going back on this case which we've been discussing over here, where they made this minimalistic Mechitza, which is not accepted totally. And it gives you that picture.
Those overhangs are necessary, now, right?
So those overhangs are necessary. What?
I said the overhangs are necessary. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. Right. The reason why they are, because in the picture which we drew yesterday, we had this idea before that the kafufim, if they come to be all the way to the edge, so the person standing here has a right to use this and this to his advantage. The person who's here can use this one can use, because it's also to some extent sort of enclosing him on here and here. So if you draw a line across, that's the same thing over here. But since his walls extend into here, so he has no shackles to these back walls. We had the same idea before. Right?
I guess I misunderstood before, because I mean it.
Right, so, and the same thing over here, in the case where the middle one was wider, so the outer ones can't use this and this, because their walls went in a little bit. So they have no shackles to this wall over here. In the case that they wouldn't extend in, so... Well, it's nifrat bim lawyer, but in a certain sense it's not nifrat bim lawyer. There is like, if you would picture, take this section out. Right. So this is his wall, and it has a gap in the middle. So then we have it's not more than 10 amos, which is a pirtza. So if it's only 8 amos, so there's a wall here and a wall here, and this is just an opening in the wall. It's not called a difference between that is considered if the wall is all part of the thing. So it's not a difference between loyal. Happens to be the area over here is part totally open, but since it's part of a wall, we look at it as although we gave it a halachic status. But since the case was extended further, see that wall doesn't help.
It's even though it's totally really outside of his area, like the fact right. To the side.
We'll see a few cases like that. Uh-huh. We had it once before.
Yeah. And if it was more than 10 amos, though, then you wouldn't need those gifts.
Then it's parts.
It's parts, totally, so it wouldn't matter.
It's all morphed together. So we have these parts. It's the real wall. This is the outer wall.
Over here, yeah.
So even if it's more than 10 amos,
I'm just starting to get a problem.
No. Not over here. This would work. If I would have a chutzner which is totally open, but there'd be a wall here and a wall here, and this is less than 10. Even though it's the fourth side. It's open up to a caramelist or something.
Right, not this case.
Right, saying this would still work.
Right, but in this case, the caramelist works. Yes. It's still the outer room.
Okay. So in the first scenario, so they are fully enclosed, The middle one isn't. So there's three. They have access to the middle one. They have access. So it's like all three are using the middle ones. They can use the middle as much as they need. Even if it's more than Mesa Sayim. Gadol Harbe, you're using the Mesa Sayim. Because we look. Shanarayim, Shrei Ein Mechitza, Lachzis, Beinoi, Levenom, Kimish Nivritz, Lehembi Meloyoi. They have full access to the middle section. There's three people as far as they're concerned. They have full access to the middle section. So,
but they were married together. So why do we look at it as three separate shoots? Why is it one
big? Well, but even though they're ma'ariv together, which means we give it the halacha, practically each one is using a certain area. So they're enclosing this for them. So they, this was commanded, you know, he wants to use this place, he wants to use it, he wants to use this place. So each one was commanded, this is the makam he's using. So now we have to figure out in this area, which in this place where he has been conveyed, that he wants to, their access is in the, they have direct access in the middle. Nothing's stopping them because it's totally open as far as they're concerned. There's little things sticking outside, but that's in regards to the opening of the access. They have full access. There's, as far as they're concerned, there's three people can have more than the base of Siamish. So that's the two outer ones. Now he said there's the Yeshurim room. That's the concern of only Mutarat Sasayim. That's he's Machmer. Malacha Kadeh Kamaisim, Mikomokim, Chazila, and Kadeh Lahok. So the outer one also is allowed to tell El Ad Sasayim, only up to their base Sasayim. So we don't look at it as being the outer ones joining the middle, because the kifufim really, in a certain sense, block that. And now, if let's say the fellow over here is closed more than the base of Sayyid, so he's also to carry, and he can't carry either because he's parsed with a lawyer to Malcolm also.
You don't have any money to pay me for
that. I'll go and say, I'll look at Hitzan, and the Shari, Shane on Porridge, with a lawyer, I'm sorry. But the fellow over here, he doesn't have that problem. He's not parsed with a lawyer to Malcolm also. This is a Malcolm also, it's one of the missing side. This is Malcolm also because it's parts now to Malcolm also. So it becomes us. This is not parts of a lawyer to Malcolm. Because he has kafufim on the side. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's say the opposites. If the chitzonim were prusim in loyam, this case over here. Right, so the middle fellow has this wider area, and the outer ones.
Are you trying to make your pictures look like the pictures that are here, or no?
Yeah.
You want to just copy what's here?
Okay, I drew it right. I just have to get my angle right. Huh? This is the middle.
Right. Everybody's got a different...
Right. So
well, he's got... His is the same as mine.
It's not the same. So their parts been loyal to the middle. He's not parts been loyal to them. So... so they can't carry. They can't carry more, if it's there, the more basic science. So now, if his area, so they have no rights to the middle area either. So, so he in the middle one only can get basic science as well.
But he didn't have it.
So if he's more than the Mishnah time, he's also, and they're both porous people loyal to him, so they're also also. If he's based Asayim, so he's mutter. Even if they're more than based Asayim, he remains mutter. This fellow's more than based Asayim, he's also. And he's mutter, and he's mutter.
Okay, so this is.
Fine. Because like the other picture, the middle one is wider. So they're going to be winter. You should only get up to Mr. Zayim. The Chitzenim any Mechalim Yistar Vimatzai. The Nasha Kulam Darim. But they aren't really part of the middle one. Sure, Yeshma Kefufim and Mapsikim made a part to be Maloya Elohim. He's not totally open to them because his area extends further. And as it were, that's like it's distinct from their area. So they're not joining him. As far as he's concerned, this is just an extension of his area. So he's joining him and joining him. But he's not joining both of them. So he's joining. No, he's not
combining this.
Combining the others. Right. Thank you. The word I want to say. Okay, thank you. So he's joining one person on one side. Now there's two over there. He's joining another person on the other side. There's like then there's two over there, but there's never three together. Okay. So if one of the Chitzenim is one of the Mishnah Zayim, so he's also Veloyim Soy, not the middle one. Shrehu Magufav Ben Aparatzli. The middle one is not Paratzli Veloyim to the outer one. So the outer one is also, but the middle one is Mutter. And the Mela, the fellow on the other side, Lekolshkein Achitzen Hasheni Shurochim Imenu. The fellow on the other side is no shakas. The fellow over here is no shakas. The fellow over here. So he's mutter and he's mutter and he's us. Okay, that's how we got to in the Mechaber. Now,
so yes, he is considered your father. It would happen when us is finished, would be able to save us because father and father.
So now, just going back to your question. So they made a Ruvik at Seiris. But the mice each one has created a space on itself, which are using independently. So it's not really different than if each person would have a house, right? That's their house. So they make a Ruvik at Seiris that is Ma'arav, that we regarded to the Issa of Ruvik at Seiris, they're like one. But regardless of the same dira, each person has his own dira. So, regardless of the halachas of Shiora, if they decided Mamash to live together, make one enclosure, they live together in the enclosure. So, right, that's Mamash one dira. But if each person chose his own space of dira and he marked up his own area, that's his welcome dira. It's like building a house.
So in the case where there's actually houses and there would be chaseros, is there any afternoon fact that this is my house and that's chaseros?
Well, it's going to be a case in regards to the difference of Kedem Shabbos Pachot or Kedem Shabbos Bayis in a case where
really the case is probably where Indians went ahead. Said that this is a Vice President
of Education.
Did the
Ames have got
to
offer? Someone's
blanking.
But not so many. But in regards to this thing being Mikveya, that they had a shame of a Shioro, that this is only because they're dwelling together, but each one's dwelling separately. That's not. They can each one have their own tent, but we're defining not just the tent, but their whole area that they're using for themselves. If they join together to create a large area that they want to use together, so that's the din of Shiora. If each one's taking up his own space, he's like building his own little fort out there. So even though they're open to each other, that each one has his own space, that's not this din. Okay, now.
Still applies, it didn't share. If you have three of them have access to each other, then it applies, it didn't share.
Well, because we're saying, in this scenario, because both of these fellows, the middle section is totally open to them, so they really could extend into here and use it. So, male, it's like all three of them are using the middle area. So now. Let's say in the same picture, but we have one on each side, we have two in the middle. Or if we have two in each one of the chitzanim, we have one in the middle.
But the question is,
the chishiva kol masha b'emsoi kilu hu
b'chitzonim. But the point is, you shouldn't be doing it. It doesn't mean people don't do it. But if you're going to make that statement, hey, this is a shtar amana, somebody did something wrong over here, so then why would you even not be that?
It's going back in the first case or the second case?
We're saying even according to the Yesharim, the Chitzonim are not mutter el atzasayim. Okay, so we had before in this scenario. So the first sheet that says that they joined the middle fellow. So she said no. They're still distinct, and they, therefore they only have odd base sign.
Others were.
Okay. Now he's saying it, but in a scenario where there was two here plus one in the middle, or there was two in the middle plus one here, so now we have three. So, there's a Sheikh Yitzhainim called Tzarchim. So the outer ones, since they have access to the middle one, so as far as they're concerned, they have the two, that's it, the two in the outer one and one in the middle, so they have three, or they have one in the outer one and two in the middle. Viter, there's three of them using the same space, so he doesn't have to access the fellow on the other side to do that. This which we're judging all of them separately is if the opening is more than Esther. The Im came because the opening is more than Esther, how will they appear to So the fact that you have your Magufaf doesn't change anything. So the Biralov is going to say over here, we're walking a very fine line. So we could argue, which is Magen Rama actually contemplates. So if this opening is more than 10, you say, well, this fellow's Magufa. So he's not bothered by that. But now he is bothered because it's more than 10. So now he's a Porridge. Because more than 10 is Pearson. So he's not really distinct from the middle fellow. So, okay, so fine. So then all three have one big area. So let's say that argument of the Kula. So no. We're going to say only the Chumra. Betzim, he was created this Makom for himself. So he's only living here, and he's only really using this area. So in this area, there's only one person. So he doesn't have a right to more than Beis Hasayim. Well, he's saying, well, this fellow made more than Beis Hasayim. It doesn't matter him, because he's Magufa. Not there's a person more than 10. Because now he's a Poritz, a Makom also.
What did the angel do?
So we're going to say, look,
even though some parts from low, it's just the fact that it's parts from more than 10.
Right, he's poorest to that area. So that's what they're arguing. But we're not going to say it in terms of, well, if he's much poorest in the area, so then they're all living together. So all living together, so there's three people, so then we can have more than basic sign. So we don't say it, the Kula, we just say it. So the Birlach brings it, the Magen Rama says, why don't we say that?
You're saying, no, the problem is
Okay. So the Bureau of Law brings that point. Okay. Now, because that, this is what we mentioned before, because Katana, Nechnosim Lugdaiva. Because Katana, Muflogim, Shlosha Tochim, Mikosli Erech Agdaiva. The also says that all the Katana, when it comes to Shinai Dal Sev Gimel. The Mekana Hagulay Nira Mi Bechutz Vashavim Yifni. The Nira Mishum Lachi, Kum Hashem Mekufafim, Kilo Ein Echa Mehem Nifrus Lechaveroi, Minoisim Lehem Bechad Mehem Ela Bishasai. Well, the Losh of Lechem here is a little funny. We're going to have a case later on. Shouldn't run it back and we'll check. We'll fail a check. So I have my thoughts, sir. I have my mobile, I'm sorry. So mobile is always the definition that it's, so there's a chatzah here, there's a chatzah here, there's a chatzah here, here's the main street, out here, here's my mobile. Mobile is always longer than it, it's longer in there. Right? So it has three walls, can't carry. So I make a lechi. So simple case, I make a lechi here. So I'm standing inside the mobi and I see a lechi and I'm very happy. Right? What did I care? The lechi is this is the wall. I can put a lechi here. When I'm standing inside, I just see a wall. But over here, somebody standing there saying, well, there's the wall. That's wall. And there's just like things that can happen. Oh, that's a lechi. So since mi bachutz, it looks like a lechi, even though inside you can't see it as a lechi, it's a valid lechi. It's not in the mavi. It's outside, right outside the mavi, and it runs perfectly parallel to the wall of the mavi. But since from the outside, the wall is yay wide, and the lechi is only this wide, obviously, so I see the wall, and I see this thing sticking out, and so it's a lechi, it's good enough. So the same way, when I'm standing outside, I can create heter on that area from the perception from the outside. So over here, when there's gefufim, so I'm looking at the middle section, but there's gefufim from the outer section, right? In this scenario, somebody standing here says, it doesn't look open to me. There's a wall here, a wall here, and then there's an area in the middle. So since if you stand here, this is perceived to be closed, that's good enough. So over here's not really a lechi, but he's saying the same way we find later on by the Hilchos lechi, that if it's perceived in bachutz as existing as a form of an enclosure, that's good enough. So something over here, the gefufim, if they wouldn't extend in, you would use them to close the middle section. Okay. But in a case where there was echad, one of the two, each one of the chitzanim had two, but the middle had each one of the outer ones had one person, and the middle there was two, or the outer ones had two, and the middle one was one. So over there, that whatever's in the middle is like it's in the chitzan, because shabir no time we have a sifkot nidal, because the outer, for the outer ones, the middle one has no blockage; it's totally open to them. The middle ones and the outer ones can combine both on this side and on that side. So we can use the middle fellows twice. We can use the two in the middle to join the fellow over here, the two in the middle to join the fellow over here. And therefore, they can enclose more than Beis HaSan. But the middle person, since he is he has no access to the outer one of the Betzim. The outer one of Betzim is a larger area than his area, extends further. So he's not totally open to the, he's not totally accessing everything that they have. So he's distinct from them. So he doesn't have their base of Sayyim helping. Now, said the Mishnah Berurah, we said before that that's not true. Well, that's Hoza who rocked the Dasi Yesharim. That we said before that this the Yesharim should set up any Mutar El Abbas Sayyim. They can't join the middle fellow. And the middle fellow can't join them. So, I mean, so said the rear of the middle fellow cannot join the outer ones. But Rock, but Avodah Rishono, Shem and Shachit Soidim, Nasim Shom, Chotzelim Soid. So he joins them and they join him. Just like over there, in a case where so they can join, the two of them can join the middle one and say we now have all three. There's a place all three of us are working together. So if you have two in the middle and one of the outer, according to the first shita, so he can join them. Once he joins them, they have three.
So the subject over
now they are mutter to have more than the basis side.
And Rashi says he has it written.
Okay, now it's opening more than Pirtza. It's more opening more than ten. It's a Pirtza. How many Pirtza? Megama Mugufaf. Koya Hadi Isaliel. Shem Sari Mugufaf. Voya Mechaterim Yerusha Mishasai. Dehu Nesar Mugufaf Mutter. So in a case where there was more, if it's a case that just does base assignment, we don't care. They're not Makufa, but it's not a problem. The problem is again the Mechaber is saying Lechumer, not the Kula. So you're not going to use the lack of enclosure to say Mela. It's just one Megari, and you can do whatever you want. So each one's distinct, and he did more than base assignment, so he's awesome. Well, no problem with the middle guy in this scenario. He's extended further, so he's okay. Yeah, but not if the opening is more than 10. Now he has a pierce, it's a Malcolm Osser.
What's the problem?
The who that's a Malcolm Osser. Well, the Im. By a person yesterday, yes, this battle, shame, I'm a kitsa, I'm a kufuf, I'm a mailak, I'm a kufuf, but by a beer locha, which the beer locha tells the only person to become a fuck master. I'm sure, he named one of the room, in fact, we'll call it the after the gamma kula number, the kima chupor is yesterday, sir, and he's bound to make a kitsa the gamri, I'll be killing kula, zor and beyacha, and what's it called, sir? So fine. If it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. So solve the problem. No, on the Tesha Shabbos Chalak Allah Ein Shem. The Tesha Shabbos accepts the Pesach of the Mechaber, and they bring her in the Rosh Hashanah that the Chazon Ish went with the Magen Aram. That as much as you're going to cheshbon this, that it's a problem, that itself makes it a solution. You're saying it's poor, so there's like one big area. Great, no problem. Okay? So the minimal amount of walls is left are irrelevant. It's all one big area. You can do it now, see people together. You can do whatever you want.
We have these three interpretations of
it's from a case when the Kaisley, so the case where the Kosek Tanim are going into the Gedalo, or it's the first case. So it has to be that the walls of the Ketan are extending into the Gedalo. But if they wouldn't, so then the Ketan would become mutter through because of these Kefufim. When I made the picture, I was mocked, but to do that, to have the walls extending in. And the extension has to be more than three tochim. Three tochim or more. Because if it's less than three tochim, it just extends to the lamashu. That's like a law, but so it doesn't do anything. Okay. Mufloggim, Rasumer, Kashiach Bain Tsei, Kosli Haktana, Ad Kosli Gadola, Shlesha Tvachim. From where the Kosli Haktana ends to where the Kosli Gadola are, like, sort of like behind it, the area is 3 tefachim or more, that gap, that or that length. Okay.
We went through the Gemara, we went through the three options of what the case was. So the middle case was the Malchus was the one that said.
Then the Sashi Lilla looked down.
And we said we're going by the Nuslan that says.
Tavis Elo Atavis Sif Gimel Mukhib Besacha Shachanorak Shal Erlis Shabbos. So the Erlis Shabbos printed his sefer. He printed the words of the Shulchan Aruch in the middle, and his pirush around it. So these words, those are the Gdol HaKtana, and Ayin Kamim Shimon Shin Ayin Dalet Sif Gimel. They're put in parentheses. Menachem, he's right. They don't belong here. Okay. Komalkam B'Doyche Geisha Yashav Gamboli Hekin. I could take the, you not put the parentheses in, and still make it make sense. So I remember, convert the Kaimel and the Kabon, Shimon Shinai and Dalin, Sif Gimel and Yechot, Shikatan, Shimon and Gderla, Emes and Gderla, Seres and Lakhtan, Rakhbar, Hasad, Kenu, Din, Biyunay. So the Marabach and the Shinai and Dalin is difficult. That's his problem. So there's a case over there which works. So if you have two chaserus, which
we're going to say
we're not marv together with each other, and never dorm between, which is open. It doesn't bother. Right? There's two chaserus. Each one can carry in the other. They made an era within each one of their chaserus. They can carry in their chaz and their chaz. The fact that there's an access point in between is not a problem. If that opening is more than 10, now it's a pirtza. So now they can't say they're not distinct from each other, so nobody can carry because they're not more of it. It's one big area. Which is, what about a case where you had a chaser gedola and a chaser katan? Basically, it's something which looks like this.
You just spoke.
Right. Now, forget about the other half. Right. This and this. Right. So this is the katan. So the Ketana, the Gedola says, I'm not, I have this doorway, as far as we're concerned. I have walls on both sides. This is a doorway. So we are distinct from them. We can still carry. But they're parts of Imloyoi, so they can't. So Mok, which is also them, they're not allowed to carry over here. So they can't carry. But if the walls don't extend in, we use the Gefufim from here and here to make the, this Chatzar also Mok.
But the bottom line is
okay. Near the chutzav of the Heino, kishayimet b'sefek gedola near a kishenishu ksas kaisel b'sefek tana. When you're setting the gedola, you perceive walls. Vaf kishayimet b'sefek tana ain't a gefufim near him. Even though when you set the gedola, you don't see them because they're around the edge. Kavokam habikilo yesh gefufim gam l'ktana. V'ain ben kaisel gedola the ben kaisel ktana rak pachas m'shesh tefachim. Also in the lomid habi who kisosim aksei kaisel ktana can rak gefufim near him b'chutz behani af. So the Lovin works for me like this. So once it extends in, you know, make it easy, it extends in 2 feet. So I'm standing over here, I don't see walls. I mean, yeah, they're in the distance behind. That's a, where this chutzner ends, it went all the way into the Gedola, 2 feet.
You know why I didn't do that?
Where it ends, there's no door. It's totally open. Alright, there's a wall back there, like behind it. That's, what does it do with that wall? But if the gap is only less than 3 tefachim, so we look at it as if it's not really no difference. So this, there's a wall here enclosing the ketan.
Even
along with
the two
of the
bases, he didn't
mention that.
He's still saying that.
From the perspective of the Gedola,
still, they extend
too far. No. But if you don't know who sees back walls. For the Gedola, I'm looking at the Ketan, I don't see walls. I have a lot of walls.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. The chamorid leyin lechi, the kaim alon, the after shall be mifnim. Even though you're standing inside, you don't see it at all. Kima shenira be mechutz. But since you stand outside, you can see the lechi. Then a mishum lechi, it gets a din of lechi. It means I can create an enclosure in an area when it's only visible outside of the area. Okay, then you know. After every besoch haktana nira kiparzum loy, the guy standing in the middle, he didn't see any walls at all. So that allows me to enclose the katana, even though the katana, as far as it's concerned, doesn't see any enclosure.
So if the Malvin two says,
okay,
not
So you have a house. I think here's the take a look at this picture over here. Right. So here's the house. The chutz is lower down. Here's the shizur rab. Here's the shizur rab. Here's the house. Here's the guy. So the Gog is not so different than from the height where the Gog is. The Rishon Rabbim is not so different because the ground is lower down than the Rishon Rabbim. So Mela, you have a scenario where the Gog of the house, which is the Rishon Yochanan top, is the Rishon Yochanan that you're discussing vis-a-vis the Rishon Rabbim. Not discussing accessing from the Rishon Rabbim to inside the house, discussing Rishon Rabbim to the guy. Okay. So God got some Rishon Rabbim, which is Vesecha Sarah Tfachim. From where the person standing Rishon Rabbim, the top of the Gog is less than 10 Tfachim. From the Rishon Rabbim, but it's more than 10 Tfachim from where the Chatzar is. The Chatzar is lower down, and to get from the Chatzar to the Gog is more than 10 Tfachim. So what's the status of that Gog? So that Gog is something which people should can use. It's less than 10 Tfachim.
He hears a basin.
Lava
number two.
So Hoyle, Rama Mishtamshin, but in the they can put their kalim on top of this roof and do things over there. So Aray Zek Rishus Rabbim, also the Balagag Mishtamish Boy Mechatzera. The Balagag cannot. You say, listen, I have a chutzner in your house. You're allowed to carry from the roof of your house down to your chutzner, normal, but not over here because the roof of the house is somewhat appropriated to be used by the Rishus Rabbim, but. How can you do it? So he puts a ladder which makes the access from the chatzar to the Gog regular, and you convey it that it's going to stay there.
If you sell the chayv, it'll still be like.
So now you're being kaveya that its function is for the chatzar and not for the Rishon Rabbim. So it's not Rishon Rabbim the Rice, it never was the Rishon Rabbim Mamash. And that's why you're able to override that by putting up this sulam.
So the Rishon Rabbim Yachad the Rice, so this is the Chatzar of the Rishon Rabbim.
That's what we would have said.
I'm not sure about that. I want to think about it before I answer it.
But if I didn't sell it,
okay. Sulamkor means that you put it up there to stay there all the time. She basically conveyed that its function is vis-a-vis the chotzer. So then you're allowed to, carry from there to the chotzer, and otherwise, okay, let's hold it here.
Is there any shir tomorrow night or no? It's the 4th of July.
Yeah. I'm American, but you know,
I still have to learn on the first floor.
I think part of the independence is that you have to learn.
Not so are you learning independently? Is that what you're trying to say?
I sold you the right to collect. But who is Yaakov owed the money? Does he owe it to you?